The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. Do you like your gravy thick and rich and loaded with creamy mushrooms? If no one was looking, would you chug the whole gravy boat?
Chug, 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 chug.
Stay tuned. Here comes Mr. Chug-a-Lug himself, Eric Metaxas.
Folks, welcome to the program. Yes, it's a program. It's just a program. Don't adjust your set. It's meant to be just this way. If you're listening on the radio, you're not supposed to see anybody. That's why it's a radio. If you're listening on a podcast, ditto. You're not supposed to see. You're just supposed to be hearing us while you kayak or do whatever it is that you're doing as you listen. And by the way, if you want to see the video, you know, you could go to our Rumble channel. We have a Rumble channel, the Eric Metaxas Show. Most of what we do is posted there. Or you could sign up for my newsletter at ericmetaxas.com, and we will send you videos. We'll send you all kinds of crazy stuff. But right now, I get to talk to my friend Jason Jones. Jason, welcome back.
Eric Metaxas, great to see you.
I'm in Montana. Where are you?
I'm in Texas, wearing an Aloha shirt in Texas.
I was just in Dallas, Texas last week. If I seem a little out of it, it's because I've just been spun around like blind man's buff. I don't know where I am, what state I'm in, but I was in Dallas. Chris Himes was with me in Dallas. We visited Glenn Beck's, like there's a museum at the Blaze Studios. I forget the name of it, but we haven't talked about it on this show. Chris and I need to talk about it. It is nuts what is in that
museum. Eric, yeah. I was at that museum last week as well.
You're kidding.
Visiting Glenn Beck Studios, I promise. I spoke at the University of Dallas. And then I got a tour of Mercury One, and I met Jocko and his crew, and I went to the museum. I tried to sneak a few things into the back of my pickup truck.
Who's Jocko?
He runs their sex traffic, one of the sex trafficking initiatives for Glenn Beck. I have to say this, Eric, I don't know if you – I never experienced hospitality the way I experienced it in this a constellation of organizations that Glenn Beck runs. But they were very kind and hospitable.
Well, that's where we differ. They were very rude to me. They would not allow me to take Eva Braun's hat out of the facility and put it in my car. And I was like, what kind of hospitality is this? This hat belonged to Eva Braun, who married Adolf Hitler before they blew their brains out. And you're telling me I can't have this hat? They would not let me have it. Glenn Beck, why? Why can't I have that hat? No, seriously, there's such weird stuff in the museum. And by the way, they are, I mean, to agree with you, they're just delightful. But there's such crazy stuff in there that I haven't had a chance to put it on Instagram. I want to showcase. I took a lot of pictures of some of this just amazing stuff that's there.
$75 million worth of artifacts celebrating the greatness of our wonderful country.
Yeah. And some Nazi memorabilia.
And some Nazi. Whenever there's an old guy, wherever an old guy has collection of anything, there's going to be some Nazi memorabilia. This is just the way it goes.
I mean, it is crazy stuff what they have there. But it's just it's a history lesson. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. They have a wooden chalice, a very simple chalice, I mean primitive looking wooden chalice from the Mayflower. You think what? Yeah, here it is. You get to hold it in your hands. They've got stuff like that that you just can't believe it.
Yeah, I was so blessed to be able to bring two of my sons with me to visit. And we spent like 2 hours in that little vault.
Yeah.
But I think my sons and I plan on going back wearing like vests, and we're going to pretend that we're like with a moving company.
Yeah.
And is sending stuff to another location, and we're just going to bring it home.
Yeah, shoplifting is not really illegal, is it?
I mean, I think that goes above and beyond shoplifting.
I think it's called stealing. It's called stealing.
It's like
and stealing is just not only illegal but immoral. But no, but the stuff in there, you know, the fact that you can get so close to it and that you can touch some of this stuff.
And they let you touch it. Yeah, that was the amazing thing.
They didn't let me wear Eva Braun's hat, though. And you know what? I will never forgive them for that. No, the word is macabre. It's macabre when you're looking at things that belonged to the members of the Third Reich. They had Hermann Göring's telephone.
Phone. Yeah, I touched his phone.
I was able to touch the phone, and I thought to myself, the fact that Hermann Göring touched this phone, there's something creepy about it. I said macabre. I mean, it is, because the evil of the Third Reich is simply staggering, and the fact that those things are there, there are also many, many glorious things, beautiful things there. They had, and I held in my hands, a tiny set of calipers that belonged to George Washington. I couldn't get over it. I thought, this, I'm holding in my hand something that George Washington held in his hand. And that I did steal, by the way. I have that with me.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Well, I'm actually going to donate. I have some of the wardrobe from the new movie Cabrini, because Glenn Beck loved that movie so much. We're going to get one of the outfits from Cabrini donated to their Hollywood exhibit.
Really? Yes, they do have a lot of Hollywood stuff. They have Orson Welles' car, which he gave to Rita Hayworth. They've got that car there. They've got all kinds of crazy stuff. I mean, it's just amazing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I think they're launching a youth program a summer youth program where children and young adults can
paw the memorabilia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you have a new book out. I want to make sure that we mention that. What is your new book?
The Great Campaign Against the Great Reset, April 16th.
The Great Campaign Against the Great Reset. What, in a nutshell, is in this book?
Well, you know, there have been a lot of wonderful books against the Great Reset, but this, you know, that look at it from an economic or political lens. But what I do is I'm looking at the Great Reset through an anthropological lens. And over the past several years, over the past 20 years, I've been working in the war zones around the world, standing with communities facing genocide and democide. And it dawned on me about 3 years ago, when I'm hearing all this talk about the Great Reset and the World Economic Forum, that what you and I fear coming has arrived for a lot of people. It's here. The Great Reset is in China. The CCP has implemented the Great Reset. The Great Reset has unraveled across Iraq and Syria and Yemen and in Eastern Ukraine. And so I thought I had a special view at the unique viciousness of the globalists and the thoughtlessness to the human catastrophes that they're causing. And the reason I felt compelled to write this book is I think a lot of times we talk about the Great Reset as if it's a boogeyman, that we really don't believe that they're sincere, or we really don't believe that they could be this evil to promote famines or wars to radically change society. And I wanted to look at it in an anthropological lens, because at the end of the day, what is the Great Reset? They have a different view of the human person than we do. We recognize that human beings were created to love God and to love their neighbor. And what the Great Reset seeks to do is rob us of why we were created. And I have an introduction to young Americans in the book called The Adventure of Eros, Love, Piety, and Posterity, because that's the way out. Radical love, loving your parents, loving your community, preserving your moral imagination to experience erotic love appropriately within the sacrament of marriage, having children and ordering your life for the good of our posterity. That's the simple but not easy way out of the Great Reset, especially for young people.
The Great Campaign Against the Great Reset by Jason Jones, folks. The Great Campaign against the Great Reset. I want to be talking to you about that in the weeks ahead, because it's important we understand this. And it's important we understand also that what we're really talking about is antithetical to a Christian view of humanity. It's antithetical to the American founders' view, which is ultimately deeply Christian. And so it's satanic. It is an evil, it's an evil agenda. And we haven't really faced this much, but we need to face it. By God's grace, we need to join the great campaign against the Great Reset. We'll be right back talking to Jason Jones, the author of The Great Campaign Against the Great Reset. Remember as a kid, your parents and grandparents making you try all the vegetables on your plate, or when they coax you to eat fruit instead of sweets? That's because they knew what was good for you, and it's truer today than ever before. You need to eat your fruits and veggies. There's no substitute for a healthy diet, but there is Balance of Nature. Their products are gluten-free and non-GMO, and they contain no added sugars or synthetics. If you're looking for something to make you feel better naturally, you should definitely try Balance of Nature today. Eat your fruits and veggies every single day with Balance of Nature. I started taking Balance of Nature the day I decided I was ready to feel better. Are you ready to start? Whether you order online or call them direct, you must use the promo code ERIC to get the special offer of 35% off. Call them at 800-2468-751 and use discount code ERIC, or order online at balanceofnature.com. Use discount code ERIC to get 35% off. I'll say it again, 800-2468-751. Use discount code ERIC, or order online at balanceofnature.com. Use discount code ERIC to get 35% off. Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. In a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime. You'll see transparent pricing on each coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit legacypminvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. This new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit legacypminvestments.com to get started. You're going to love this free new tool they've added, legacypminvestments.com. Legacypminvestments.com. Check it out. Welcome back. Talking to Jason Jones, author of The Great Campaign Against the Great Reset. You wrote an article recently, which, do you want to touch on that right now?
Yeah, you know, in support of the book, Eric, you're a writer. I've been trying to write as much as possible and publish as much as possible. I have an article out today at Crisis celebrating a new ad campaign launched by Catholic Vote on immigration, and it's really powerful, and it really strikes at the globalists. It strikes really at the heart of their tactical, rhetorical and tactical technique of victimism, which is feigning concern for the vulnerable to acquire wealth and power. And this new ad campaign demonstrates that the open border policy exposes vulnerable migrants to the worst types of abuses. Abuses that one would not even want to say on your show. And that to secure the border is not only to protect vulnerable Americans, protect all Americans, but it also protects vulnerable migrants from exploitation of a dangerous underground economy, the brutalization that they suffer at the hands of coyotes, at death in the desert, at the hope of providing for one's family, the destabilization of communities in Honduras and Guatemala and across Central and South America and Mexico. So this new campaign, what I love about it is the USCCB, the Catholic bishops, bring in a huge percentage of their budget. And our dear friend John Zmirak has written about this for years, by participating in this charade at the border. And the victims of this charade are, of course, the young Americans who we all know somebody. I know people who've lost children to fentanyl. I'm sure you do as well, Eric, people listening. But then also these migrants, children disappearing in the deserts, women trapped in danger, in sexual exploitation in the underground economy. This is all happening because our borders are actually controlled. They're not wide open. They're controlled by cartels. But if one wants to protect the vulnerable, one should advocate securing the border. And there's this powerful new ad campaign, again, coming from Catholic Vote in battleground states.
I still have to say that part of me is so staggered by the genuine evil of the Biden administration. I mean, it's hard for me to comprehend that this administration is doing things that are this wicked. I mean, this is what the left thought Trump was doing. He wasn't. But this administration is actually doing every horrible thing they ever accused Trump of doing that he didn't do. This administration is actually doing, and much worse. And the idea that cartels would control the American border, this is unthinkable stuff. It's unthinkable stuff. Folks, if you're not doing something to fight against these evils, and again, you know, most of us can't do much about what's happening on the border, but we can make sure that we crush these evil people in the polls, that we vote, that we're poll watchers, that we're doing something about that. There's all kinds of stuff we can do. But I'm staggered whenever this subject comes up of the evil, the idea that young people are being raped, women are being raped, cartels are controlling this stuff. It's so satanic. And you think the United States government is complicit in it. Jason, how do you deal with this? I mean, for me, I have to look away because it's such agony even to think about it.
Well, you know, I've had to look at it up close and personal. I think the first moment where I was really shocked was in Iraq when I traveled with the Peshmerga as they were liberating Christian and Yazidi villages from ISIS. And, you know, I could see ISIS with American weapons, and the Kurds had these old Soviet-era AK-47s driving beat-up pickup trucks. And President Obama referred to ISIS as the JV team, as they were literally slaughtering the Yazidi people. Abraham came out of the Yazidi people, the proto-Semitic people being wiped from the face of the earth, the first century Christian community. And there was not they didn't bat an eye. We saw it again in Afghanistan. We walked away from our allies as they were being murdered. I was on the phones with families trying to evacuate them as they were members of their family were being beaten or shot. And so, you know, working in Iraq and working in Afghanistan, and then Boris Johnson going to Ukraine and scuttling a peace agreement in the first weeks of the war, and then last June being in a former Soviet prison that is now a hospital where every room is filled with multiple young boys, young men, missing arms, missing legs. You know, President Biden going to the border told Ukrainians, if you can make it to our southern border, you'll have a home in the United States. I don't know if you remember him saying this. Well, what ended up happening is young Ukrainian women made it to the southern border and were promptly sent to ICE jails in Louisiana, and my organization had to bond them out. They could have gone to Germany. They could have gone to Poland. They could have gone to Spain. But our virtue signaling president lured them on the other side of the world, lured them into Mexico to our southern border, and then sent them to jail, where they suffered abuse in these ICE jails. You hit the nail on the head. You look at COVID policy. We look at this in the book. COVID policy led to the greatest famine in the world since World War II. And thanks to, I think, your friend David Beasley at the World Food Program, you know, who won the Nobel Prize, doing his best to ameliorate the suffering around the world caused by these lockdowns. You know, these folks are brutal. They don't think twice. They don't look back. They've set the world on fire. They have a radical vision of the human person, emptied of meaning and dignity. And what is the great campaign? It's really the body of Christ slamming against the body of Antichrist. That's what this book is about. I have the five ideologies that the globalists are using for power, to amass power and control, and then the five foundational principles of the West that we can advocate to push back and win.
Let's talk about what they are. The book is The Great Campaign Against the Great Reset by Jason Jones, who's my guest. Jason, let's talk about those, the five, what do you call them, principles of the globalists?
Yeah, so you have victimism, the feigning concern for the vulnerable to amass power and wealth and prestige. That's sort of the key principle. You have Gnosticism, which is a breaking down in trust and the ability to communicate truth. You have the climate cult. At the heart of all of this is the climate cult, and I've been writing a lot about, you know, the EVs. I call them BVs, blood vehicles, electric vehicles, but the climate cult is really about controlling energy and access to energy. Then we have transhumanism and anti-humanism. Anti-humanism is this push for population control, which is leading to an absolute demographic collapse, and transhumanism is to really erase from memory a proper understanding of the human person, which is a creature made by God in his image and likeness, that we all have equal dignity and worth. And so these are the five principles, the five ideological and tactical enthusiasms that the globalists are using to amass power and exert social control.
You just got a couple of minutes here, but talk about Gnosticism. This is a big one. I've talked about this a lot, but I never used that term Gnosticism. It's a perfect term for what I've been talking about, but I hadn't thought of that. So talk about that.
Well, I'll hit on an example that's touchy to a lot of folks who identify as conservative. You look at QAnon. So QAnon is an example of Gnosticism. You had an anonymous, ambiguous, you had communications that were from an anonymous source that were ambiguous, they were not refutable. And what this did, it creates a lot of dissent and infighting. So what Gnosticism does is it breaks down trust and the ability to communicate and argue out and work out differences in a community. Another example of Gnosticism is like, trust the science. You know, sort of all of these kind of Gnostic slogans where we're told to trust the elite, and words are really emptied of their authentic, normal meaning.
Yeah, I was going to say, what it strikes me as is when you say we used to have these clear standards. We used to be about reality. Science meant we're studying God's reality. He created this world. He created nature. And we study it, and we have facts. And from that, we can build a case. So that's how this happened. That's how that happened. So it's reality-based. It honors reality and truth and logic and clear communication. Gnosticism tries to blur everything. And I guess it's related to romanticism in the sense of I mean, that's one term, but I don't mean it in romantic love sense. But this idea that it's all about what you feel. It's not about what's real and true and clear. It's about what you feel. And so you're creating an ideology that is a false ideology. The Nazis did this. They would talk about Jewish science or German science. You know, in other words, they're not based in reality. They're based on, we have an ideology, the Jews are evil, and we're going to build science around that. Well, it's not going to go very far. It's confusing. It's not honoring reality. It doesn't honor the God of reality. We're going to a break. I'm talking to Jason Jones. The new book is The Great Campaign Against the Great Reset. We'll be right back. For 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. And when I say only, trust me, they're the only one. Glenn and the team have been great supporters of this show, which is why I am proud to partner with them. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, Second Amendment, and our military, veterans, and first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. Their team will help you find the best plan for your needs. Just go to PatriotMobile.com/Metaxas, PatriotMobile.com/Metaxas, or call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation when you use the offer code Metaxas. Join me, make the switch today. That's PatriotMobile.com/Metaxas.
Hey, this is Eric Metaxas. For years, I've told you about Nutramedics, a professional supplement brand trusted by doctors since 1993. Nutramedics offers a variety of health bundles. Whether you want to support your immune system, improve your sleep, promote joint comfort, or detoxification support, Nutramedics has a health bundle right for you. The best part about Nutramedics, every year they donate a minimum of 50% of their profits to Christian charities and missions. That's right, 50% of their profits. Nutramedics has a goal of surpassing $100 million in giving by 2030. Many of you take supplements already. Switch to Nutramedics. It's the highest quality, and they donate 50% of their profits. Get 15% off by using the code ERIC during checkout. Go to Nutramedics.com and search health bundles. Support your health while helping others in need. Go to Nutramedics. That's NutraMedix.com. Nutramedics.com. Use the code ERIC for 15% off. Again, Nutramedics, NutraMedix.com. Nutramedics.com. Use the code ERIC for 15% off.
Welcome back. Talking to Jason Jones, author of The Great Campaign Against the Great Reset. So, Jason, what else?
Well, you know, you talked about like German science and Jewish science that we saw rise out of the Gnosticism that Eric Voegelin detailed for us in his writings post-World War II. You know, we're seeing the rise of this again. There's this Russian philosopher who has a lot of influence over Putin, Alexander Dugin. He strangely even has influence in the right in the United States, even though, you know, he's self-professed follower of Aleister Crowley and Madame Blavatsky. But in his writings,
Both of whom were Satanists, to be clear.
They were both Satanists, yeah.
Okay. He has what's a book his name, Alexander Dugin?
Alexander Dugin, and he has a book called The Templars of the Proletariat, where he details that his sort of, you know, he looks to Aleister Crowley and Madame Blavatsky as influences on his thinking and writing. But he'll often talk about Russian anthropology or Russian logos or the dark logos compared to the West or Atlantean West, this kind of silliness. And it's sad that some on the right, especially a lot of these disaffected youth that are looking to Nietzsche, sort of the Bronze Age pervert youth. And I wrote my book really for that generation that's being swept away. They'll look to people like Dugin or the quote-unquote Bronze Age pervert as a way to sort of escape this Orwellian neoliberal world order, but they're just running from the frying pan into the fire because what Dugin does is appealing to Heidegger, obliterates meaning, obliterates logos, obliterates the Christian understanding of the human person.
I mean, it's kind of like somebody who hates the Bolsheviks, who hates Lenin and the Russian Revolution, and he runs all the way into the arms of Adolf Hitler and the Nazi cult. That's exactly what we're talking about here. People reacting to something bad and going to something bad.
Yeah, and it's obviously it's a temptation that people succumbed to in the 30s and 40s, right? It was, and we really must avoid that temptation. And again, that's why in my book, in our five sort of core principles to push back on the Great Reset, the first one is Christian personalism, just a proper understanding of the human person. It's that simple. Why were we created? To love God and love one's neighbor. Well, then this should protect us from racialist, vicious, illiberal ideologies, tribalist ideologies that are tribal in the sense that they're cruel and narrow. And so this is really the foundation. We can never let, you know, the abuse, which is happening to young people, push us into the ideologies that are really exactly the same. If you read Dugin's book, The Great Reset, The Great Awakening Against the Great Reset is Dugin's book. You know, they're the ideologies are really grounded in Heidegger. They're really they're Gnostic. They erase meaning. They erase human dignity. And at the heart of what the Great Campaign Against the Great Reset is, it's telling the truth about the human person and radical solidarity with those who are vulnerable. That's how we break the back of the Great Reset.
Can you enumerate the five principles of the Great Campaign Against the Great Reset? You mentioned the principles of the Great Reset: victimism, Gnosticism, climate, cult, transhumanism, anti-humanism. What are the principles The good principles, the real principles.
Good principles.
So you started with Christian personalism.
Yeah, personalism, that we are creatures made in God's image and likeness and have an incomparable dignity, beauty, and worth. Each of the principles of the Great Reset are smashed by that principle. Acknowledging a transcendent moral order, there's a truth above posited laws of states. There's a truth above public opinion. There's a truth above the Twitter mob. And that, as Thomas Aquinas would say and Martin Luther King would quote often, that our job is to conform posited law and public opinion to the transcendent moral truth, to the divine will. Subsidiarity, this is a great one. We see the World Health Organization seeking to put control on every man, woman, and child in every nook and cranny of the United States. Well, subsidiarity says that distant, unelected bureaucracies should have zero influence in our life. And our family members and our neighbors and our community and the members of our church should have the biggest impact in our personal lives. And the further we get from my front door, the less the influence you should have on me.
Why I'm against, the European Union, right? Like people in Greece are giving power over to politicians and bureaucrats in Brussels to control their lives. Insane. Subsidiary, what are the last two?
The humane economy, that a just social order is grounded in the right to private property set within a proper concern for one's common good and one's posterity. And then my favorite one is, an admirer of René Girard, is solidarity, which when infused with the grace of our Christian faith, solidarity has a whole new meaning. And what does solidarity mean? It means to really stand with those who are outside of natural and social concern. And how the Great Reset drives its obsession with quote-unquote progress is by leaving whole communities abandoned, whether it's the Christian children working in CCP-owned cobalt mines in the Congo, digging by hand for cobalt to go in your Tesla with your Coexist bumper sticker on the back. And I drink your fair trade coffee in the cup holder, but your green, your EV, your BV, your blood vehicle was birthed in the cobalt mines of the Congo. So we need to really reach across the world and stand with those who have been abandoned, whether it's the Uyghurs in the concentration camps, the Christians in Nigeria.
We're going to have you back, but this is a good start. Folks, the book is The Great Campaign Against the Great Reset. Get a copy. The Great Campaign Against the Great Reset by Jason Jones. Jason Jones, my friend, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Metaxas.
You might have heard Mike Lindell and MyPillow no longer have the support of their box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. Yes, it's because of cancel culture. But as a result, they get to pass the savings on to you directly by having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a one-product company. With the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products, some you may not even know about. To get the word out, I want to invite my listeners to check out their $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. There's six-pack towels, just $25. Brand new four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, just $25. For the first time ever, the premium MyPillows with all new Giza fabric, just $25. Orders over $75 will receive free shipping too. The amazing offer will not last long. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code ERIC, or call 800-978-3057. That's promo code ERIC, 800-978-3057, promo code ERIC, or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code ERIC. Welcome back. We're talking to Pastor David Engelhart of King's Church in New York City, which I recommend if you're in New York City on a Sunday morning, go to King's Church. And where are the other campuses? Charleston, South Carolina?
Yep, and Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Amazing. Amazing. Well, David, you're in the film Letter to the American Church. Our friend Pastor Rob McCoy is in the film. John Amanchuku's in the film. Seth Gruber, the bravest voice, one of the bravest voices for the pro-life movement is in the film. Yeah. Our friend Charlie Kirk, obviously, is in the film. Victor Marx, Eileen Marx, and a number of others. It's exciting to me that God has done this, because you know and I know that it wasn't my idea to make a film. I just wrote the book out of obedience to God, and he is doing something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was so fun to be a part of the film. And in the last segment, we were talking about the LGBTQ insanity in the world. And that's actually one of the things I speak about in the film. And people don't understand the nature of it. They think, especially in the apathetic church, they think, oh, this is just going to go away if we just kind of shut our doors. And, you know, I know this sounds silly to the audience, but like, share and post about Letter to the American Church film. Like, this is a way that you can stand up against the crazy tide of moral chaos coming towards us. And this is one of the things I talk about, is this is the tide of moral chaos, because in Sodom and Gomorrah, you have this place. Sodom means place of burning, and Gomorrah means place of drowning. And they're both these two natural effects. One is fire, the other is water. Natural forces, you can call them. And they're both an incredible blessing. If they're in a bounded place, they become a blessing to us. So fire in the fireplace, incredible blessing. Water in the river, incredible blessing. But when they break out of the boundaries for our protection, they begin to consume everywhere. Flood, obviously, has one time consumed the earth. And this is why the rainbow flag is such a mockery. Fire, when it gets out of the fireplace, it doesn't stop consuming unless you give it a border. And that's what happens. This is why the symbolism in Genesis is so important. Sexuality is a natural force like that, that if you take it out of its boundaries, it will keep consuming and then consume an entire culture, which is why we saw the study come out last week that said 30% of Gen Z is identifying as LGBTQA. And you can say, well, that's impossible. It's not impossible if you live in New York City and you walk down the street and you see this tide coming. Why is it coming? Because Christians have been afraid to say, no, God has an order, and we must keep sexuality inside of God's order. Everything outside of that order is what we call anarchy, sexual anarchy in this instance. But these are kind of, and Eric, you talk about these in the Letter to the American Church. These are the kind of big watershed elements, the things that we're not talking about. Oh no, we might offend people. Oh no, we may lose our entire nation to secular totalitarianists. Yeah.
I mean, it's just so amazing. And by the way, it's kind of funny, David, because people never seem to realize the gift that God has given them because they think it's normal. But when I hear you break down what you just did and talk about it that way, I'm like, no wonder, you have a pulpit and people are flocking to King's Church, because what you just said is it's really fascinating. It's interesting. It's biblical. And it helps me to understand stuff. And I'm not hearing this any other place. So I'm glad God has given you a voice, because, when we need fresh perspective. And I think that there are a lot of people that are going to churches and they're just not hearing anything compelling, much less courageous and heroic. And this is vital stuff. So, but I want to ask you, what you just said about boundaries and this kind of thing, that there are many pastors right now that they're simply not going there. They're not saying this kind of stuff. They seem to be afraid. And that then it's always more than one thing. Part of it is fear. Another part of it is they have some wrong-headed theology that says, oh, it's good for me to kind of go along. It'll make people like me. It'll make more people come to my church. And then somehow they'll hear, I want to be careful. Now, that's called prudence. That's called being winsome. That can be good. But there's a time when you've got to be crystal clear, when the mm-hmm. Holy Spirit is saying, now I need you to be a warrior for truth. You can be winsome tomorrow, but this minute now, you've got to be a warrior for truth. This is a crucial issue. You know, and what you just said about this tide of LGBTQ activism, it's become the cool thing. Because the church has been silent and ineffective, it has become the cool cultural thing, so that tons and tons of you know, young people that are not actually experiencing same-sex attraction or whatever, but they want to. It's become the cool right. thing, or they want to say, mm-hmm. I'm non-binary. Maybe a girl isn't that attractive. So she just says, you know what? I just throw away the whole thing that I'm not a woman. I'm non-binary. It's part of the culture. And if the church is supposed to be clear as a bell in the midst of culture speaking about this stuff. I want to talk to you more about this in the next segment. But folks, the headline here, of course, is that David Engelhardt is featured in the film Letter to the American Church. We want you to be a part of the solution to post on social media, lettertotheamericanchurch.com. Get it out there. Help people understand it. You can buy the book and the study guide. You can study it in a small group so you can understand what is at issue here. Don't just take our word for it. We want you to get it and to be a force yourself in your own community. We'll be right back.
Dark as shame, darling, dark as shame. Thank you for all the joy and pain.
Dare to challenge the status quo with the movie The Real RFK Jr. Watch it for free for a limited time now at therfkmovie.com. The Real RFK Jr. movie is based on the in-depth biography by New York Times bestselling author Dick Russell, brought to life by award-winning filmmaker Jeff Hayes. Explore the highs and lows of a life dedicated to making a difference. Witness the fearless advocacy of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Don't miss your chance to watch the untold story of a modern-day hero free for a limited time at therfkmovie.com. For a limited time, watch The Real RFK Jr. movie free at therfkmovie.com, rfkmovie.com. Portions of the Eric Metaxas Show are brought to you in part by Jeff Hayes Films and The Real RFK Jr. movie. To be clear, the website is rfkmovie.com, rfkmovie.com. Folks, welcome back. I'm talking to Robert Netsley right now, who is with Inspire Investing. Robert, I can't help but get excited about what you've created, an opportunity for people to find out if their money is funding wicked things. If they have money in a 401k or a retirement fund, whatever it is, that is invested in companies that are doing evil things. That is promoting pornography, promoting abortion, promoting any number of things or ideologies with your money, folks. So Robert Netsley has created something where you can get a free report that tells you where your money is, and they will help you get your money into companies that are doing good things. So you have to go to inspireadvisors.com/Eric. inspireadvisors.com/Eric. You get a free report, but this is something I, you know, Robert, I guess it just gives me hope that it's possible to turn things around in America. Cause when I think of how much money people have invested out there, if they would understand what's going on and shift that money to good stuff, it's just huge. It's just absolutely monstrous. Like what
it's enormous. It's enormous. And we are seeing fruit from that labor. It's remarkable. It doesn't have to even be trillions of dollars to change things. I've been on the phone, you know, in recent weeks, you know, with investor relations and CFOs and whatnot. We regularly engage with companies that we invest in or are would like to invest in, or kind of just speaking biblical truth to corporate power. And, you know, one of the things we hear is often that number one, these people have never heard, they tell us they've never heard from a faith-based investor before. They've been doing their job for 20, 30 years. You know, executive major organizations never heard from a faith-based investor. So number one, they need to hear our voice. Number two, they're thankful to hear it. Even in some of these sort of, you know, woke businesses, you think that this don't care. There are people in those businesses of influence that actually do care about what we have to say and oftentimes have enough influence to change things. So for instance, Costco stopped giving money to gay pride parades. Chevron stopped giving money to Planned Parenthood. There's a laundry list of other organizations that have changed things.
That is
praise
unbelievable.
God.
Robert Netsley, that is unbelievable. It is so wonderful. I want to tell people, folks, what you do and don't do, you can change the world if you take an interest in this. When I hear that a company like Costco would stop giving money to something like that, or Chevron, these are huge, huge companies, and you shop there, your money may be invested there. When we get involved in these things, we can change the world. So I want to say the action point is go to inspireadvisors.com/Eric. inspireadvisors.com/Eric. You'll get a free report that will help you figure this out. And I know, Robert, that you guys will help people if they want to transition to invest in companies that believe in their values. But this is a gigantic thing that we have. I mean, it's to me scandalous when we have power and we don't use that power. It's like when I say, I'm not going to vote. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. When you don't do those things, the people who don't share your values, who share opposite, who have opposite values, they're going to prevail. So I just want to say to you, Robert, thank you for taking this on, because it is game changing. Like you said, it's a movement. The more people that do this, it's an amazing thing when we think of the money that is out there that many people of faith with traditional values have invested in woke companies. Ladies and gentlemen, you've got to do something about it. You've just got to do something about it. This is like a mandate that we've got to live our faith out in every sphere, and where your money is, that's a big deal. So please go to inspireadvisors.com/Eric. This is a free report, inspireadvisors.com/Eric. Robert Ensley, thank you.
Pleasure. Thank you, Eric.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.